Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
What inspires you? You're listening to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show. I'm Rinsley, and today Callie is not here, so I'm going to be doing the radio show by myself. So today our topic is Let's Inspire Others, Supergirl. And so let's start with our power words. Since Callie's not here, I'll just do my power words. Last week, my power word was caring. And I was caring just by being helpful and just worrying about other people and stuff. And this week, my power word is confident. And I can be confident just by acting like I am on top of things and just being on top of things and just, you know, knowing my stuff. So today, I'm going to talk about inspiring others. So I think I can inspire others just by being positive all the time and just doing things that are good and try to stay away from, like, you know, bad things and stuff. And so the most inspiring person I know is probably Bethany Hamilton. I really think she's awesome. Me and my friends, we had a kind of like a little joke about her earlier. It was the funniest thing ever, but it was kind of mean at the same time, so I'm not going to say it. And, well, it wasn't mean. It was just funny. It was really funny, but we love her. And so, yeah, it was like really awesome. So I think I have inspired others just by being myself and being confident and being positive. I think that you can always just inspire others by being positive and just getting through tough times with the smile on your face. I think that's really a big playing factor in everything. And also just if something goes wrong, not just like letting it go and just saying, look, I'm not going to do this anymore. Just like keep going, like do it again and just keep trying on that thing. So someone I know has inspired me just by what I said before, being positive. My mom inspires me every day because she's awesome, and I just really like my mom, but most kids don't like their mom, but I think my mom's great most of the time. And so, yeah, and I think everyone can be inspiring because really everybody has gone through something in their life that is hard. It's not easy, you know, and they really, you just got to keep going. And so a lot of, everybody can be inspiring. You just got to keep going and be happy and live your life. So yeah. And so an inspirational movie, I think, is probably Soul Surfer again, Bethany Hamilton. I just think she's that great. And then there was another movie that I watched when I was skating. With, like, I don't know, I was just obsessed with skating movies when I was skating. And a movie I watched, it was called Ice Castles, and it was really cool because this girl, she was an Olympic skater. I don't know if she was Olympic, but I know she did, like, a lot of national competitions and stuff. But what happened was she fell and lost her eyesight. She hit her head on the ice, and she went blind. And she, like, couldn't see. She was really depressed for a long time, and she just didn't want to skate anymore. But then her friend, he made her get back on the ice, and she ended up going back to, I think, a national competition and doing amazing. She, like, did so great. Everybody was clapping, and then the crowd started throwing these stuffed animals off into, like, on the ice, and she was skating off, but she tripped because she couldn't see the stuffed animals, and so everybody then realized that she was blind, and I just thought it was so cool. But she did get disqualified, but that's okay. Well, not really, because she did so good. But anyways, I just thought that was a really cool movie. And then my favorite inspirational song would have to be just, like, there's a lot of inspirational songs, but I think the best one would probably be Stronger. I really like it, and I know I talk about this song all the time because I think it's really, like, a good song. It just explains how you can just be strong, I guess. I just really like it. And so I think that everybody really can just be inspiring by just working hard at different things and just really trying hard to be inspiring, because I mean, it's not like the easiest thing just to say like, oh, this person's so inspiring. Because to be inspiring, you have to do something that is inspiring. And being inspiring isn't always easy because things like, it's hard, you know, like you have to go through a trial to come out of it and be in like an inspiring person. And so there's just so many stories about like different people who have overcome different like challenges, like, and just have overcome them and done even better than they did before, just proving that it's like they can do things. And I think Rosa Parks is another really inspiring story, not because she went through anything like bad before she went and sat in the bus, like, but I just think it was really cool how she just stood her ground and she was not going to let anybody move her no matter what. So that's really cool. And so you're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley, and let's continue talking about inspiring others. So I think another inspiring person, I'm trying to think of all these inspiring people because there's just so many. I know Martin Luther King is probably another one. I'm going into like the Black history, but I don't know. I just think they're really inspiring. And so Martin Luther King was really inspiring because he just was like fighting for rights that they deserved. And I just thought that was like so cool. Another inspiring person, I saw this poster the other day, and it was this little boy who didn't have legs, and he ran a 5K, and I thought that was so cool, because he just pushed through, like, you know, not having legs, which is kind of, like, a big deal. I mean, how are you supposed to do stuff if you don't have legs? But he did it, and it was so cool, because I just thought that was really neat, and there's just so many inspiring stories. So just think about what's your like most inspiring story. So now I'm going to have Libby come out here and talk to me. She's our advisor like person. I don't really know what exactly to call her, but she helps us. Yeah, she's our producer. Yeah, she's our producer, and she's awesome.
Hi, you guys.
So Libby, what do you think is like the most inspiring story you've ever...
Trying to think.
Because there's a lot of inspiring stories.
Oh, I know. One on top of my head is my brother inspires me. He is in the Army, and he's a medic in the Army, and he's already been on tour. He was in Afghanistan for 10 months, and he just really inspires me every day. I don't know. He has so much strength and... Mm-hmm. Passion for helping others and being in the Army is really tough. So
yeah, that's not easy. Yeah, it'd be really hard and scary.
Yeah, so I think he's a really inspiring person to me.
And you know what I just thought of? That reminded me of Captain America. Okay, I know he's like a fictional character, but come on, guys, let's think about this for a second. Yeah, he is amazing. Total cutie. Not the point. He is like, okay, this guy is super duper skinny.
Yeah,
and he can't like do anything. And then he like walks into this place, and this guy believes in him. And then he gets all buff, and then he goes and fights bad guys.
I know,
that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah,
just saying. And I loved his like outfit. It was just like all red, white, and blue. Yeah.
So,
do you have an inspiring movie that you like?
Let's see. Lots. I don't know. What's your favorite? What did you say your favorite movie was?
I like Soul Surfer.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. That is a great movie.
What's another one that I really like? I like, there's so many of them. I'm trying to think of which one would be awesome. Okay, another fictional one. I just love the Avengers so much.
Oh, yeah.
They're just so cool. I think of Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. All of the...
His dad, like, totally was mean to him.
Yeah,
and
true.
And then he built his own heart. That's pretty,
pretty cool.
Inspiring.
Yeah. Have you seen the last one?
Yeah, Iron that Man one was 3, really
or
good.
Was it 4? Iron Man 3 or 4?
I think it was 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good.
That one was crazy.
Yeah, I just, like, watched it the other week. It was so cool. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I love superheroes. And if they existed,
superheroes
I would marry one. I would marry a superhero if I could. Like Superman oh, I would marry him. But that's not the point. But yeah, I just love superheroes. They're just neat and
yeah,
and they can fly. And this is totally off topic. Like, I don't even know, but superheroes are great.
Superheroes are great, and they're very inspirational.
They're awesome
because usually they come from, you know,
a tough situation.
A tough situation. And then they get out of it, and they get through it and help others and save the world.
They save the world. They saved. Okay, they're the inspirational people that saved inspirational people.
Yeah.
Oh. That is a mind twister. So, you're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley, and we'll be right back.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, you're listening to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley, and today we're talking about inspiring others with my band, Auto Lumen. So say hi.
Hey.
So this is, want to introduce yourselves? Should I do it, or do you guys want to?
I'm Miranda.
Okay.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Megan.
And they're Auto Lumen with me. I'm Rinsley. So, yeah. And so they're going to sing us a song. We're going to sing our song. Sorry, guys. I just keep forgetting that I'm in the band, too. So we're going to sing you guys our song. It's called Sword of Truth. So let's do that. Ready? Awesome. That was really awesome. So, yeah, we did good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, I have some questions to ask you guys.
Okay.
So, how did we become a band?
Well, it didn't really happen officially. I think we were already together, and so I think we just kind of, we always knew the idea of becoming a band, and then just one day our leader, Nancy Ganese, or our director. She's been on the show, right? She's our manager, pretty much.
Well, she was, we actually had her on the show.
Yeah, I heard about that. But she basically just sent out an email and saying, hey, I want to do a girl band. This is who I want to be in it. And so, yeah.
And then we're like, oh, okay, we made it. Woo! Yeah. And so, yeah. So now we're...
Did you say what our name means?
Oh, yeah. Auto Lumen means inspire light in Latin. So it kind of works along with our whole title here. You guys see what I did there? Just now.
And so our mission is we're trying to raise the standard around the world and inspire others, hence the name. So
yeah, because right now in our entertainment, it's like, oh,
I know.
So yeah, we're going to fix that. We're going to attempt to fix that. We probably will. So why do you guys love to perform? Miranda, why do you like to perform?
Well, I can't really explain it. It's just, I don't know, just on stage, it's just doing what I love. It's just fun. That's all I have to say about it. I love it. I love it so much. It makes me feel happy.
What about you, Kylie?
I just love to be able to share, like, what I know with others and have them see how much I love what I'm doing so I can share that love with them. That's why I love to perform.
That's awesome. What about you, Megan?
Well, from when I was very young, I've always loved to just sing and dance. And so it was just always exciting, and I love just doing that.
That's awesome, you guys. I have to say, I love to perform. I don't know why I like it. I just know that the stage is where I feel the most comfortable.
Just the thrill of it.
Well, not really. It's just like my house, you know? Like, I just love it. And it's nice, and everybody's paying attention to me, and that's really awesome. I don't know. I'm kind of an attention hog. You guys know that. Gotta watch out for that. No. But, yeah, it's just really awesome. I just love the stage. So, you guys, we all had to be in Totality before we were in the band, right? So do you guys want to tell us about Totality? I know Nancy explained it, but...
Totality is part of Nancy Ganese's group, Talent Team Performing Arts, but it's an audition group. Mm-hmm. So you had to audition to get into this group called Totality. And then...
Which is basically made up out of all four of us and one other person. Mm-hmm.
And so once you're in Totality, you can move up to something higher, like Auto Lumen.
Yeah, and that's us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And what made you guys want to join Totality?
Well, I've been in Talent Team for 9 years now, so since I was, like, 5. And I've grown up seeing the bigger girls and, like, looking up to them, like, oh, my goodness, I want to be just like them, because mm-hmm. I was in the not audition group, but when I saw the audition group, I was like, holy cow, Mom, I have to be in that. And so that's, like, I've just grown up seeing that, and that's been my goal, like, all throughout performing, is just be in Totality. I'm going to be a big girl one day, and so that's why I'm in Totality.
What about you, Miranda?
Well, Kylie's definitely had more experience in Totality, definitely, like, seeing all the girls and just, like, evolving in that group and just getting mm-hmm. better. But, I don't know, I wanted to join just because, well, I had a lot of spare time, I'll be honest. I wanted to join just so I'll have something to do, and why not perform? I love doing it. And so, I joined, and I didn't know how long it would last. I haven't been in very many dance groups before, probably, like, 3 months at the most or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I joined not having big expectations, you know. Then I joined and I realized there's nothing negative about this group.
It's like family.
It's family. Like, a week later, I love
these
girls.
Except family fights and we don't.
No, yeah, yeah, exactly. And so we just all got so close, and that's half the reason I love Totality. It's just because we all love each other, and we're all close, and we're all comfortable in front of each other. And so, yeah, I love it. It's my home.
It's, like, not like any other dance group or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always, like, competition of, oh, I've got to be the best. But mm-hmm. in Totality, it's like you just try and build each other up to get to the highest and the best performer you can
be. Together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Megan? What makes you want... like, join Totality?
Well, the first time I met you guys was in the musical Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. And
she played Miss Dorothy, indeed.
Yes, and Miranda played Millie. So,
whoops. And I was a man, Trevor Graydon.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in it. I
saw but them, she was wonderful at them. It. She can pull off a guy.
And I became really good friends with you guys, and I really wanted to keep hanging out with you. And so when I was hanging out with you guys, I learned about how you were in Totality, and I thought that would be so much fun to be in it with you. So that's how I joined Totality.
That's awesome. Yeah, I joined Totality. Why did I? Oh yeah, and I remember. It was so funny. The story of me joining Totality, I walk into the place which we practically live because we go to school there. We take all of our lessons there. We live there. And so I basically walked into my new house, and I wanted to see I wanted to get some voice lessons, you know, because I was doing singing competitions at the time, and I still kind of am. I just haven't done one in a really long time, and I'm really craving it, so I need to go do another one, but not the point. So I walk in, and she's like, well, let me hear you sing. I was just thinking she was assessing me. Nancy heard me sing. I thought she was just, like, assessing me to tell me which music lesson to take, but that wasn't really what she had in mind. She was looking for me to join Totality, so I sang for her. And then she started talking about the girls band a little bit, not like a whole lot. It was just like, oh, I bet that's not even for me. I'm not even going to get into that, you know? But then they're like, well, can you dance? And I'm like, no, I can't dance. I've never danced in my life. What are you talking about? Well, it turns out I was at least a good enough dancer to make it into Totality, the audition group. So that's how I made it into Totality. So it was really fun. And it's awesome. It's just a great time. So this is a question that I ask all of our guests on the show. So how are you guys Supergirls?
Well, like we said before, like our message, the reason Auto Lumen is put together is so we can inspire light. And that's basically our, like, it's our trademark. We're trying to spread light across the country. And so in a way you could say we're kind of super by doing that. Well, not yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that answers the question pretty much. Now I want to know about individually. Miranda, why are you individually a Supergirl?
Individually. All right. Well,
That's a hard question.
It is.
It's hard for me to talk about myself.
Well, okay.
I don't.
This isn't conceited. I know me and Kelly are always like, I feel so conceited. But no. It's not. It's just telling everyone why you are awesome. Like, I'll give an example, okay? I am a Supergirl because I'm confident in myself, and I love to sing, and I'm passionate about certain things, and when I am passionate about those things, I will tell you, and I will get my way. Now, what about you guys?
Okay. Well, okay, I kind of see where you're going. But basically, like you, I'm not overconfident, but you know, I've got confidence. I like, and if somebody just like says something to bring me down, I just say, you know, obla di obla da, life goes on, who cares? let's just keep going. Hakuna Matata, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's awesome, you guys. So let's take a break. I'm Rinsley.
I'm Miranda.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Megan.
And you're listening to Supergirls Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. We'll be right back.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book. A show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show, on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl's Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
I'm Miranda.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Megan.
And we're Autolumen. And you can purchase the Severson Sisters Supergirl's Guide to Respect workbook at SeversonSisters.org. I repeat, SeversonSisters.org. Wow. Now I know how Callie feels. So before the break, we left off at, what was it? Why are you Supergirl guys a Supergirl? Question, so yeah. Miranda just answered. And so, Kylie, how are you a Supergirl?
Well, I don't like talking about myself.
Oh my gosh, but she's amazing. Yeah.
So, the way I'd like to think that I'm a Supergirl is that I don't ever let society beat me down. Like, no matter what people think, like, oh, you have to weigh this much and you have to look exactly like this, mm-hmm. and you have to be perfect, exactly how society is. Otherwise, you're a horrible person. But I don't let that get to me because I'm like, well, I'm me and I was made this way for a reason. So I'm going to show that I know that and never let someone tell me that I shouldn't be who I am. So that's what I'd like.
Woo, Kylie! Yeah. See, you're great. Okay, what about you, Megan?
Well, I'd like to think that how I'm a Supergirl is I always make sure that no one is ever excluded from anything, and I always make sure that everyone
is loved. That's very true.
That's very true.
She's a saint.
Oh my God.
She is like the nicest person you'll ever
you
meet.
You can see her halo.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I can see it right now. No, but like, yeah, she is like the sweetest person you'll ever meet. She like never talks bad about anybody, never has anything mean to say. If somebody's saying mean about someone, they'll be like, well, guys, this person's really great because, and then if you bump into her by accident, she'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, are you okay? And I'm like, that's yeah, true. Yeah, I'm fine, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, she's adorable. So,
thank you.
So, where is your guys'?
Oh, wait, did she finish her?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm finished.
Okay. I'm like, wait, did you finish? Okay, anyways. So, where is your happiest place? Yeah.
Music. Music just makes me so happy. You should have seen me in the car today.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. pretty funny.
I just love music, like every style, except for rap. It scares me. I'm sorry if you like rap, but I just love every single kind of music. It just brings happiness to the soul.
What about you, Miranda?
Okay, well, I'm going to answer this question literally, like, location, my happiest, like, location. It's got to be Clearview Cultural Center. That's where we meet.
You stole my
day.
Idea.
I'm sorry. We can both have it. It's just so great because, like Kylie said, it's just, like, I love music. I love music, too. And that's where it all happens. Like,
that's where we recorded.
So many
you guys,
events that happens
we recorded
there.
in a closet.
Oh, yeah, we recorded.
In a closet.
In a closet.
And yeah, so, it was pretty good, but yeah, it was cool. And then Megan?
Yes, my favorite location is probably Clearview Cultural Center, but it has to be with my friends or else it's no fun.
Yeah, it's kind of boring if you're just sitting there like, come on, guys, hurry up, let's go. No, but my happiest place is the stage. The stage is my happiest place because I just love to sing on stage and be on stage. I don't even care if I'm standing there like an idiot on stage. I just want to be on that stage. So, so describe the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, Miranda.
These are like so hard.
Well, they're from the Severson Sister Supergirl's Guide to Respect workbook.
Gotcha. So, I find beauty in everything, but really, I find beauty in music. Like,
I find beauty in men.
I love music.
Just kidding, that's
so
weird.
Much.
Like, I know what you mean.
It can say your feelings, and I just find it wonderful. Also, I love nature, like just being outside. Wait, no, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen is when the sun is shining, but it's raining. It's so happy and peaceful, and I just love it.
Like, I think that the most beautiful thing I've ever seen is probably there's these caves up in southern Arizona. I can't remember what they're called, but they are really cool. And I went in one time, and they were just so neat. Like, they just had, like, these really, it was just so cool to see, like, all the crystals that had formed in the cave and stuff. It was really scary. I felt very claustrophobic in there, but it was beautiful. Like, I sat down, and I'm like, that's cool. So, Miranda, have you thought of your most beautiful place
or thing? I get the idea now. So, I'm sorry, I'm not very good at these questions, but so, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen is probably a certain style of dance. It's point. And if you know what it is, it's ballet. It's when it looks like you're pointing your feet and you've got a little piece of wood in the toe. And so you're walking around or you're like just
dancing around.
You're dancing around. Yeah. And you're always on point.
Your toes.
And
on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I recently just got on point and because I wanted to see how it was, and I wanted to try it out. And Kylie's been doing it a little bit longer than me.
Yeah, and Kylie and Miranda are the two girls in our group that are on point, and me and Megan are working our way up to it, right?
Yeah.
So, Megan, what's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
There's so many beautiful things in the world, but I love nature, and so I love the sunsets in Arizona. They're so beautiful. I love
Yeah,
the
they're really pretty. I love it when they're pink.
Even though the weather's not that great sometimes, the sunsets make up for it.
No, they don't. They don't make up for it. They just make it that much better. It is like, sweating is the disgustingest thing ever. I cannot live and sweat. Like, oh my gosh, sweating is weird. I just don't like it at all.
Rinsley, you don't sweat, you glisten.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I don't sweat. I sparkle.
Sparkle?
No, I shimmer with the wet, like, you know, like, yeah, okay. So, who are the top three most important people in your guys' life? Miranda, go.
Okay, well, I'll say at the moment, probably the three most important people in my life right now, it's probably Nancy Ganese because, well, that's obvious. She's Nancy Ganese. She's just amazing. She's done so much for this band. She's just been through so much, and she's a total inspiration to me. And also, my mom. My mom has been there for me this whole time, and I know it's been tough for her because there's so many places she has to be, but she still takes me to rehearsal. She still asks me how my day was, and she just stands by me all the time. And so then my third most important person is probably my sister, who just left for her mission on Tuesday. And so she's really an inspiration to me now because she's just going out and she's teaching the people what they need to know. And yeah, I miss her a lot, but I know she's doing the right thing.
That's so cool. What about you, Kylie?
Well, I know for me, like, Nancy, definitely. She's helped me through so much. Like, I can accredit, like, the development of my talents to her, and she's helping the band, so Nancy is one of them. And then my family, I can't pick, like, one person, because they all help me, and they're always there for me. And then the other person...
You sound like a bad person.
No.
Keep going.
No. And then I always look to the Lord, like, he's always on my side. So those are the three most important people in my life. So.
What about you, Megan?
I basically agree with both Kylie and Miranda. I can't say anything else besides okay. that.
So you have, let's see, five things, right?
Six. No, five, you're right.
But wait, Megan, Miranda's mom is the most important thing in your life.
And my sister. Mom. You need to understand my mom.
Okay, your mom. Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, okay.
But basically, my whole family.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The three most important people in my life, my mom, Nancy Ganese. There we go. That's good. Okay.
my mom.
Yeah. And so, would you rather be the girl being bullied or the girl doing the bullying? Miranda.
Oh, okay. I hope this question doesn't make me, oh, geez. All right, this really puts me on the spot. But I guess, like, I'd rather be, this might make you sound like a terrible person, but the girl doing the bullying.
Why?
Because.
It's okay.
Because I know I could find help in realizing that what I do is wrong, that what I would do is, like, is wrong. It's terrible. And, like, if people just, like, show that to me with all these, this, like, signs of suicide, like, things just going on, and I know that I'd be able to change, hopefully. I would. I'm just going to say that.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. What about you, Kylie?
Me? I would hate to be in a bullying situation, but if I did, I would be the girl being bullied because I know that I could share my experience with other people and tell them how it was from my perspective so then it never happens to them.
That's really, like, yeah. What about you, Megan?
I'd be the same with Kylie. I'd rather be the one being bullied because I know I'd be strong and I know that my friends would always help me.
That's really good, Megan. I think that's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah. I would definitely rather be the girl being bullied because I feel like I could fight back. I could fight Miranda back.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, Miranda's never bullied anybody. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. I'm Rinsley, and you're listening to Supergirls Get the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
For a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. On Voice America Kids, we're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to the show, Supergirls Get the Radio Show. I'm Rinsley.
I'm Miranda.
I'm Kylie.
And I'm Megan.
And we're Auto Lumen again after like the 15th millionth time. We're Auto Lumen, Inspire Light. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to answer this first question. So these are the fresh questions from friends that we get. So, yeah. Okay. So I have a friend who is on the same soccer team as me. And my friend has always been the best player on the team, and I've been doing really well lately, and now my friend has been putting me down and telling me that other people have said I'm not a very good player, which is not true. I feel like she's trying to make me feel bad about myself and trying to make me stop playing as well. I feel like her mom is even in on it. What should I do? So in this situation, I know the person that this is going through, and I know it's really hard. You're probably just feeling bad about it, and I mean, this is like a really tough situation because, you know, like, all these people are just on top of you, like the mom and the kid. And it's really hard to deal with something like this because I know Callie has had firsthand, experience with this where an adult has actually bullied her, which is really hard because they have authority over you and they just kind of, you know, they have that upper hand. So in this situation, I think the best thing that you should really do is just ignore it and keep playing the way you play and just do what you're doing, you know? Like, that's the best thing to do because, you know, you can't really control them. You can't tell them, like, you know, you're just not the boss of them. You can't say, you have to stop talking right now. You can't do that. You just gotta, it's just, you need to be the one to ignore and not let it bother you. So, yeah, what do you think? You guys, Kylie.
I agree. Like, I have been put in a similar situation like that. And really, just ignore it. Because if they're trying to put you down, they're the ones who need to see why they're doing that. Like, why are they even trying to put you down? Obviously, they're just jealous or something. So really, you just need to ignore them and be yourself.
Yeah. What about you, Megan?
I agree. I have nothing else to say.
What about you, Miranda?
Well, if I was in that situation, I'd first acknowledge and say, well, is she really my friend if she's trying to put me down? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you should be honest with each other, but maybe tell her in a nicer way. Say, hey, what if we could work on this so-and-so and this and just, yeah, you know, stuff like that. But if I was in this situation, I'd just be like, you know what? Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. It's my life. If I'm going to get better, I'll do it by myself. Okay? Worry about yourself. Mm-hmm. I can do it. So.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. So another question is, sometimes I feel really negative about myself. How can I fix that? Well, this is what Carrie, actually, the leader of everything, and actually me and Callie were on the news with Carrie. And it was so cool, but not the point. Again, I always say not the point because I'm really off topic all the time. Like, I'm doing it again. Okay, so a way that you can just be positive about yourself is what Carrie said to do, is just go and look in yourself in the mirror and find 10 good things about yourself that day and then repeat them to yourself 5 times. And I think that's a really, really awesome thing to do, you know, because that'll just really help you and just realize, I'm not all that bad. Look at me. I can do this. I can do this. And I look like this. And I'm awesome. So, yeah. So, what do you guys think? What is a tactic that you guys could use to feel better about your guys' self?
I am reverting back to music. Like, whenever I feel music negative, awesome. There are so many great songs out there that are just, like, uplifting. And you're like, wow, I needed to hear that exact words. And just lifts my spirits whenever I hear a perfect song, you know, when I'm just being down on myself. Mm-hmm. So.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely
agree. What about you, Megan?
Well, whenever I feel negative or depressed or anything, I usually go to the scriptures and read the scriptures, and usually I find something that really helps me.
Yeah. What about you, Miranda?
Well, just something really easy that'll help is just if you just feel negative, then it always helps just call up a friend that you know will be there for you. Just call her and then just talk to her. Just have some uplifting words from her, and that should help. Just a friend can just make it better. Just talk to a friend.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many siblings do you guys have?
Well, I have two. I have a 17-year-old brother and a 19-year-old sister. And as I said before, my sister just left on her mission. So now it's just me and my brother in the house, and it's pretty quiet. But, yeah, he's a lot of fun. So
that's awesome. So just a second, a break really fast. Okay, a break really fast. You're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley, and let's continue our conversation. Kylie.
Well, I have an older brother. He's about to turn 16, and he's autistic. And then I have a younger sister. She's just turned 11. And then my younger brother just turned 10. So, awesome. Got a pretty tight-knit, close family. And I'm 14. I just turned 14.
Just for the record, everybody. Yep. What about you, Megan?
I have one younger sister, and she is 10. And that's all I have. siblings. I'm 14, and we are really close.
How old are you, Miranda? Huh? How old
are you? 7 and a half.
Okay. No, okay. I'm 14.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm 15. I'm the oldest. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. I've never really been the oldest, so it just makes me feel good that I'm older than all of these people. No,
okay. How about your siblings?
Oh, yeah. I have two little monsters. One is 7 and one is... Wait, no. Whoa. Oh, man. Poor thing. He's 8. And then one just barely turned 6. So, yeah. And they're boys.
And they're the monsters. Cutest things ever.
And they're adorable.
And they're like... annoying. Not the point.
Cute. They are cute.
And annoying. And, yeah. Okay, so... What's your favorite thing to eat?
Rinsley, stop asking hard questions.
Well, I know that one of my favorite things, this is not my top favorite, but one of my favorite things to eat is chef's salad. It is so good.
Oh, you're so good. I hate salads. I'm sorry. I just don't find...
Well, your mommy forces you, right?
Yeah. She forces green smoothies down my throat. Actually, she doesn't force them. I drink them willingly.
I don't like those.
They're not always good.
So gross.
But my favorite thing to eat is... Okay, I love food, but I love anything with syrup. Syrup runs in my veins.
True.
Also barbecue sauce. I love meat. And then, but my all-time favorite is probably classic Panda Express orange chicken chow mein.
What about your snack that you eat every day? Celery with peanut butter.
Celery's
if you ever
great.
Meet Miranda,
you'll see her. She'll have a stick of celery in her
hand. But I love it. Even just celery plain, I love it so much.
Yeah. It is crazy, girl. Okay, Kelly, did you say?
Okay, so I am a big health nut, but don't tell my mom. Mom, if you're listening to this, don't listen to this. But I love sweets. Like, I have... Hey, yeah. I have the biggest sweet tooth. Like, I went to this buffet in Vegas, and they had a buffet of...
And this is the Kylie that goes to cake decorating class and lets us eat her cake.
Yeah.
Sometimes she throws it away.
Yeah. Like, what?
I'm not... Yeah. But I love sweets. Like, brownies, mwah, heavenly. But otherwise, I'm a big health nut.
Yeah. What about you, Megan?
You already asked me, but thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah. Chef salad. Sorry.
What about Rinsley?
Rinsley thinks that... No. There's many yummy foods around in this world. I prefer sushi. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Oh, yum.
So good. Let's do our promise cards really fast. I know that you guys don't have promise cards prepared, so I'll just say mine. This week, I promise to look at the good in others. Boom. Done. Wow. Okay. One more question. What's your guys' favorite animal?
Okay. Oh, you can go. Or
no, go on. Okay. Go on.
Mine is a black panther, not a pink panther, a black panther. What? That is all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you?
Dedicated to my nickname, Manda Panda. It is, of course, the panda. They are so just cute and fluffy, and I love them so much. And dogs. Those are classics.
Okay, what about you?
I'm the boring person in our group. I love dogs. I love dogs.
I like
dogs.
Koala bears.
Everyone loves dogs.
Yes.
Koala bears are just so fluffy. All right. So... Thank you for listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show. And my name is Rinsley. you guys already knew that, but I just felt like I would tell you guys again. And this show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next is a track from the KidStar album of the month.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week.
My name is Cindy Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Not Like You.
Gail took lunch money to the office. Gosh, that girl was good with cash. And Amanda did a lovely job of taking out the trash. Christina cleaned the chalkboard beautifully. She'd wipe away the grudge. I must say she had a way with a bucket and a sponge. Well, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Brenda Brighton thinks, believe me, what a window washing world. I never saw a boy could squeegee half as streakless as that girl. Diane collected dictionaries and aligned them on the shelf. And Sheila shoved her rows of desks back into shape all by herself. Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Cause when you really got to go and chalk dust swirled into the air, and it made the softest shades of pastel highlights in your hair, the others stared amazed at clouds of hazy yellow, white, and blue. Cause not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Sharpener. And Paula wonderfully went watering the plants within their pots. As Ellen vacuumed up the classroom like she worked for Marriott. Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could bound erasers on the sidewalk like you. When you really got to go and chalk dust fill that schoolyard sky, the yellow matched your hair, the white your dress, the blue your eyes, and although others tried, you could have showed them all a thing or two. Cause not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Now nobody pounded those erasers on the sidewalk like you.
The KidStar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.